WABF 1480. It is 8:21 and 70 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Coach Fred Riley from the Fairhope Storm. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Lori.
For those that aren't familiar, just give us an overview about how this is a nonprofit effort, and everybody does it because they love it.
Correct. We started this 5 years ago. It's hard to believe. The first year we didn't even play games. We just built our financial base and started all the things that go into a startup like this. I mean, buying uniforms, buying equipment, preparing to build. We wanted to go into it that second year well prepared and well equipped. We did that. We ended up with corporate partners, being a corporate partner or a mission of Three Circle Church here in town, and part of their missions ministry, and then corporate partners from all over who have Blue Water Lumber and Marvin Windows being one of the main ones who have kicked a bunch of financial backing in the last couple of years. And to start that, to basically do football for guys who are who've played good quality high school football. Some of them played good college football,
right.
and then they still have a love and a heart for the game. Again, our mission statement to use football as a vehicle to help young men become better men, husbands, fathers, and community members, and invest in their lives. We've been able to, over this time, help a number of them find employment and work, and those things have changed their lives. And to be involved in them and watch their families grow, watch them have kids, and go to the hospital and see their babies, and it's been a wonderful, unique experience. And also as we've grown in terms of getting more players here locally, we've picked up some Fairhope guys this year. Being around a few years now, they've known about us since they were in high school, and now they've watched us and say, "I want to be a part of that." And that's where we've really gained a lot of traction, is getting more Baldwin County local guys in over the last couple of years. And the website's got a lot of that information, but a lot of these guys have been added since we had Picture Day, and they're not even on there.
I was going to say,
you can look them up.
Everybody go to fairhopestorm.com, but as you mentioned,
that is a very fluid thing, and
right.
These guys, you can, if you come to the game, all their pictures are up on the Jumbotron, and where they're from, and that's pretty neat. But it has been, nobody makes any money, nobody gets paid, it's all volunteer, it's all from the heart, from the coaches, the players, the folks working concessions, the stormtroopers dance team, who performed at Fairhope Rehab on Wednesday,
and they're always out at Art Walk. Right. They might be a little more famous than the players.
There's no question. They're certainly more well known, and it is so all across the board. We have roughly 150 people that are involved in this franchise in some way, shape, or form, from coaches, players, dance team members, corporate partners, and we're very, very proud of the product we've put on the field, but more than that, we are very proud of the impact that has been made on these young men's lives.
That's wonderful. Now, you're scheduled to have the last regular home game tomorrow at 3:00.
Correct.
But you're conferring because of the weather.
Right. I mean, we've got three options. We can go on and try to play at 3:00. Right now, that does not look like a solid option. Folks forget that if you're going to play at 3:00, we're there at 12:30, and setting up and doing all the things that preps to get ready to play the game in a thunderstorm is not a good time. So, we're looking at moving the game to 6:00. But again, we're going to make a call by 10:00 tomorrow, because the league has a built-in makeup date next Saturday on May the 6th that we could just bump the game to next Saturday, play it at 3:00, and move on. And we've already consulted with their team. They're good with that. We're going to make a decision by 10 in the morning, because we've been down here a long time. A lot of this stuff ends up moving north of
I-10,
and only goes through Bay Minette, and we end up with sunny skies. So we're going to hold off as long as we possibly can, because we really like to get the game played.
Of course. So what folks can do is check social media.
Correct. Check social media.
You have a Fairhope Storm Facebook page.
Fairhope Storm Facebook page and Instagram.
Okay.
And,
all right.
So they can check those. And
before they head out. But presuming it's tomorrow at
3:00. Right.
Tickets are only $10 at the gate, right?
$10 at the gate, $5 for 12 and under.
Okay.
12 to 6, under 6 is free.
Okay.
We've had really really good turnouts this year, and it's been really fun to watch it grow, watch the again gain traction with a fan base. That element of it's been really nice, and you know, we're 3-3. The and it's probably the best. We went 10-1 last year, but this team's better than last year's team. Our schedule has been so much tougher this year. Everybody in the league has gotten so much better. We would like to think that we sort of set a bar, especially in the Alabama and Mississippi Panhandle region, as far as this is, if you're going to be successful, this is the kind of product you're going to have to put on the field. And give guys credit, they've raised the bar. And you know, we've lost three games, two of them on the last play of the game, one in overtime.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah. Those are nail biters.
And we won our game last week on the last play of the game on a fourth down play that we executed and scored. So it is, the gap is really closed there. And every week it's really quality football. Folks would be, if you get a chance to come out, you're going to be really pleasantly surprised at the caliber of football mm-hmm. that's being played on Saturday afternoons. It is so much better than high school football in terms of the speed of the game and the type of players you're getting to watch. And I mean, it is, I mean, these are grown men and that again play during the week or play on the weekend and work their jobs during the week, and you know, their wives and kids being there, it is a very much a family affair. And you know, we need to win this game. Bottom line is, we win this game, we get to skip a round of the playoffs and have an open window before we go into the playoffs. If we were to lose this game, then we would have to play a first round game before we get into the second round. So we really need to win the game to be able to have a week off, an open date before the playoffs. Other than that, we'd have to just continue to grind through it. And it's hard. I mean, it's hard. These we've lost two guys with you know, fractured legs this year. Oh yeah, I mean it's it's been again, the speed of the game has picked up, the caliber of players have picked up in the league, and it shows week to week. I mean, you come out there beat up, banged up, ice bags on everybody, and both teams do, but it's a good quality brand of football.
And it just sounds like so much fun to be able to be in the stadium and watch, especially when there's no other football around. I mean, it's not football season, but we can still see football with the Fair Hope Storm.
No question. And, you know, we went out to Barnwell Monday night to watch the me and Susan did, to watch the flag football, Fair Hope Youth Flag Football kick off their first night of games. And it was cool for folks to recognize us. Hey, y'all are Fair Hope Storm people, aren't you?
Right.
And a number of people from that started following our social media and I said, hey, we're going to come out to the game because y'all came out and supported us. We really appreciate that. And
to be
it's fun to be community members and be involved actively in everything we possibly can be.
And folks may not realize how many other semi-pro franchises there are. You play the Pensacola Panthers.
Right.
The Port City Vikings is Mobile.
Right, that's Mobile. We played them at Ladd Stadium 2 weeks ago.
Right, the Gulf Coast Raiders. Right.
Out of Biloxi. Past Christian.
Mm-hmm. Who is the Force?
They're out of Childersburg, but they're a team that is, they're actually the number one team in the league that beat us 24-22, and they cover almost all of North Alabama. Team is really scattered all over the place, but come in and uses Childersburg as mm-hmm. headquarters.
And then also the Tuscaloosa Tomahawks.
Right, and that game is not going to be played. We ended up having a conflict earlier in the year that was going to get moved. The game was actually going to get moved to the May the 6th date, and but it's not necessary now. They've made the playoffs. Again, it would not affect us whether we make it or not, so the league told us just to try to make sure we get this game played because it's a division game and get it handled. So we didn't get to play the Tomahawks. Maybe we'll see them in the playoffs.
So once again, home game tomorrow at the W.C. Majors Field. You're thinking maybe 6 o'clock, likely not 3 o'clock. Please look at Fair Hope Storm Facebook.
Correct.
Or
Facebook
Instagram,
and Instagram. Yes,
and not the website,
because
those might be harder to update. And there's a chance it may move to, like you said, May 6th.
Yeah, we're going to make it. We will make a decision within the franchise and publicly at 10 o'clock tomorrow what it's going to be. So they can start looking at that point in time.
Very good. Yes, anything else, Coach, that you'd like to mention?
Go Storm. Appreciate you having us.
Go Storm. All right, absolutely. Good. Remember to like Fairhope Storm on Facebook and Instagram so you can follow along. It is now 8:32 and 71 degrees. WABF, good morning.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand. Now ain't that a shame? I'm leaving here today. Yes, I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. You used to be my heart.